We just did a segment on the art of pitching and all the great pitches, some dinosaur pitches like the knuckleball and the screwball that still just barely exist. Well, an old friend of the show wanted to chime in on the topic of pitches. He played in the majors for many, many years a long time ago. We say good morning to Dirty Doug Out. Hi, Doug.
Good morning to you gentlemen today.
Well, I believe you are the oldest living ball player, so congratulations on achieving that.
Thank you for knowing that. Thank you. I played with all the greats. Mm-hmm. All the greats. Ty Cobb, Babe Ruth, Esteban Beltre,
man, you played
Garth Brooks.
You played a long time. Exactly how long did your career go, like from what year to what year?
Thank you, George. Yeah, I played for 27 years in the bigs.
Wow,
that's a long time.
Then did another 12 in the Negro Leagues. Then, and I ain't even one of the black guys. Then back to the bigs for another 32 years.
Oh, 30, wow. As a player?
Yeah. Man,
that's incredible.
As a player.
60-year career.
Then I managed for 19 years.
Wow.
After that.
That's impressive.
That's like 80 years.
I threw all the pitches.
You threw them all.
All the pitches. Yeah, that's right. And back then, it was a different game. We were tough.
Yeah.
Every pitch was retaliation.
Every pitch?
Every pitch was retaliation.
How'd you get anybody out?
If you didn't hit a batter, it didn't count. If you didn't hit every batter, your team would code red you after the game in the bus.
Oh, man.
You had to do it for the team.
You had to do it for the team. Yeah, well, the reason that you could do that back then is because the batters were tougher, too.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, in a show of defiance, we would take off our leather batting helmets. Stand proudly in the box. And we would routinely wave off going to first after being hit by a pitch.
Just stay up there and take your cuts.
Stay up there and take it. Matter of fact, it was common practice in the day to take the first two pitches to the head without flinching.
I've never heard that part of baseball history before.
You might have
because
seen.
You don't study the game.
I guess not.
You don't know the game.
You know, Dirty Dugout, you might have CTE and not know it.
What is that?
No, never mind.
It's one of them wimp diseases. Of course, back then, we didn't have this designated hitter crap.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I was a pitcher and a batter that was the toughest of the tough. I was the dirtiest of the dugout. I specialized in the EFAS fastball.
Interesting combination.
What is that?
I would throw it so high that on the way down, a ball would get up to 200 miles plus power.
So you were letting gravity do the work.
Gravity was my friend. We would have to dig the ball out of the dirt for 20 minutes after every pitch.
Like a meteor landing.
Sometimes hitting the water table.
Did you say you would throw it?
Excuse me?
Nothing.
No, I said we would throw it.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You would throw it.
Nah, you ain't putting the H in there or something.
We're visiting with Dirty Doug Out, the oldest living ball player. So, you okay?
I'm fine. Had a little problem there.
All right.
Yeah, these players today, I don't know if you follow baseball these days, but they're soft. Mm-hmm. These players are so soft with their big contracts and their gay marriage.
What?
Hey, it's no coincidence that these days these players wear these uniforms with no dirt on them, mm-hmm. with plastic helmets protecting the noggins, and the fact that they can now marry other men. It's all related.
Well, I think that's unrelated to baseball.
It's not really a big baseball topic, gay marriage.
Yeah, that's spoken from a man who's probably gay married to a ball player right now.
is. Oh, are you okay, Doug?
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Well, you know, it's fascinating listening to you tell tales of the old days because it really was a different game.
Yeah, it was a different game, and I appreciate you letting me come on the Victrola here and talk about it.
It's a radio.
Oh, boy, he's gone, I guess.
Out. There he is, Dirty Doug out.